With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The president of Ukraine is visiting Capitol Hill and the White House today, with President Biden's request for an additional $110 billion aid package at serious risk of collapse in Congress.
The aid package would be for Ukraine, Israel, and other national security needs. But Republicans are insisting on strict U.S.-Mexico border security changes in exchange for that aid. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will meet privately with senators and new House Speaker Mike Johnson, then talk with Biden at the White House. Yesterday, he met with the International Monetary Fund, where he received promises from Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva. Donna Warder, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, despite a firestorm of controversy over her refusal to condemn calls for genocide of Jews by student demonstrators at Harvard, the university's governing board announced today that Claudine Gay will stay on as president of Harvard University. On the Jerusalem news site, AllIsrael.com today, American Jewish comedian Ami Kozak says actions like these at Harvard are disappointing, but not surprising.
On the administrative level, you're seeing spineless, gutless, moral confusion. There's something so ridiculous only an intellectual would believe them. And I think, for me personally, this is like the nail in the coffin of the Ivy League institutions as places that teach you not how to think, but what to think. The full indoctrination of these students into the worst ideas of the left.
For now, President Claudine Gay staying on her job. Members of the board deliberated into the night on Monday before finally deciding not to remove Dr. Gay, the university's first black president, from her post. On Wall Street, the Dow had 146 points and the NASDAQ is adding 30 points. This is SRN News. Turkey is rapidly becoming one of the leading prosecutors of Christians, but it's hard for the U.S. and other countries to do anything because of Turkey's NATO membership and position in the world.
Turkey has so much geopolitical importance to the Europeans and to the Americans, and even militarily where it sits in the world. So, you know, it's almost like a country with a lot of oil. They can get away with a whole bunch of bad behavior, and that's what's going on in Turkey.
Jeff King of International Christian Concern says the big problem is Turkish President Erdogan.
He is a radical Islamist. And he has grand plans for Turkey himself. He sees himself in a large geopolitical, historical role.
The ICC labels Erdogan as one of the worst individual persecutors of Christians on earth. ICC's annual report can be found at persecution.org. This is SRN News. A man charged in a 4th of July parade shooting plans to represent himself at trial. As correspondent Norman Hall tells us.
Robert Cremo III is accused of killing seven people at a July 4th parade in suburban Chicago last year. Charges against Cremo include first-degree murder, attempted murder, and aggravated battery. Dozens of people, including children, were injured in the shooting in Highland Park, Illinois. Cremo fired his public defenders and said he plans to represent himself at trial, which is slated to begin in February. Judge Victoria Rossetti asked Cremo if he understood the possible penalties, including consecutive life sentences, if a jury finds him guilty. She suggested he reconsider his choice to represent himself. I'm Norman Hall.
In the heart of Lahaina, the historic town on the Hawaiian island of Maui that burned in a deadly wildfire that killed at least 100 people, has now reopened to residents and business owners holding day passes. More details at SRNNews.com.